Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. I hope you had a great weekend as we continue our movement in the devotionals through the season of Lent. This week, we are focusing on the sin of anger. And the passage that we have chosen today, Luke chapter 19, is maybe a story that's somewhat familiar to you, or maybe you've never read it before. But it's the story about Jesus clearing the money changers out of the temple. It's really a rare display of outward anger from Jesus during his lifetime. But what we have to remember is that Jesus was perfect in everything that he did. So this is a righteous display of anger. Jesus's primary concern is that people were being overcharged in the temple for the sacrifices that they would purchase as they came into the festival. And so because of that, it was going to prohibit some people, maybe who didn't have enough financial resources, in their worship. So people were being excluded from worship instead of being included in a way that made sense, that honored God and gave people the access, right, the relationship that God so much wants for us and with us. And I think the obvious corollary there, the obvious connection for us is that, you know, in the New Testament, we don't go to a temple to meet with God. The New Testament is clear that our bodies are a temple, that we meet with God as we put the old man to death, as we talked about this last Sunday, right? Mortification, put the old man to death, and then the Spirit empowers the new man to love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. What we said on Sunday is that the Holy Spirit always makes Jesus more real to us. And there are more specifics than that about what the Spirit does, but the Spirit never does less than that, always making Jesus more real to us. And so we want to be certain that our lives are not prohibiting the worship of Jesus and our relationship with Jesus, just like they were in the temple that day. What are the activities and actions that maybe I am not putting to death in the old man, that I'm allowing to live or maybe even nurture, that are keeping me away from God? Those things in our lives, if we are believers, it'll cause us to have a duality in our hearts. We're dedicated to one thing and trying to still be dedicated in our relationship with God. And those two things are going to fight for each other, which is going to cause frustration in us. And it'll probably cause unrighteous displays of anger. So as we start a new week, I want us to pray the opposite of that. I want us to pray peace into our lives. So let's do that right now as we start our day, start our week. I'll pray, and then you can have the opportunity to pray. Father, as we look at our week this week, as we think about our day today, as we think about even the upcoming minutes, maybe we are parenting a child, maybe we are commuting to the office in traffic, wherever we are this morning, God, we pray for your peace. You are the scriptures say the Prince of Peace. It's one of your names. It's what you do. Paul says in the New Testament that peace will stand guard at our hearts and keep our minds in Christ Jesus. And so, God, we pray for the Spirit's work in us today to produce the fruit that we can't produce. We are grateful, God, for the clarity that you give us around your law, but we need your Spirit to give us, God, the power to grow. And that comes, God, because we're grateful for you, grateful for the ways that you give to us, grateful for the ways that you see our lives, and God, you include us in your mission. So we're grateful today for peace. It's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray.